Hey guys, it's Tracy with the Hashtag Fish Life podcast. Sorry for the delay the last couple of weeks. As you know, this is Gynecological Awareness Month, Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. And I actually happen to be dealing with, the last couple of years dealing with my own round of it, and it's not getting better. The last few weeks I've had some severe reaction to the combination of both radiation and the chemotherapy, and I'm actually doing this podcast from a hospital room in a critical care unit at one of our local hospitals. I was admitted on Sunday night because, and today is Tuesday, I was admitted this past Sunday because of a bowel issue, a bowel obstruction, a blockage, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't severe, but it was definitely there. And they wanted to keep me until they were able to make sure that was okay. In the meantime, I finished my final round of radiation yesterday, which was great, but, you know, I did it as a guest of the hospital instead of outpatient. Gynecological cancers are tricky because, as we discussed the last podcast, it's really difficult to decipher those between normal everyday symptoms of things just like eating too much or having a UTI. Gynecological cancers suck because you really don't know, you really don't know what's what. So the problem being that the side effects are so severe that a lot of times they lay us out for weeks on end. I've been dealing with gastrointestinal issues for over a week now, almost a week and a half, and nothing has really helped. I gained a little bit of relief early this morning, but not enough. And, you know, it's just difficult. But besides the havoc that it wreaks on my body, the havoc that it wreaks on my family while I'm gone and having to be hospitalized, knowing that this isn't exactly where I'd like to be, I'd rather be with them. But the havoc that it wreaks on my family and my children is just another level to it. I recently just got off of a phone call with my daughter, where we were facing each other, using Hangouts to do a face-to-face conversation, and she was just beside herself. She was upset that I hadn't been there in 2 days. Last night I had to sing them songs over the phone in the hospital. It's difficult. My husband unfortunately carries the brunt of a lot of things while I'm sick, and, you know, being the only parent in the house can take its toll. So when you think about cancer patients, we have to include their family as part of the patient base. While they're not directly receiving the treatment or going through the physical aspect of things, they really do go through an emotional side of it that you might not suspect. The toll that it has on my body is one thing. The toll that it has on my mind is a completely separate obstacle. This weekend, it really hit home with me that the further I get into these symptoms, and the harder it is for me to do things, and the harder it is for me to, you know, have simple everyday interactions with people and have, I'm just going to say it, bowel movements, or going to the bathroom by myself, or feeling like I have all this energy, the harder it becomes for that, the more of a realization it becomes that time could be more limited for me, and it's difficult to see those around me process that as well. It's difficult for people to see, or it's difficult to see those people go through the mental process of realizing that they want more time with me because they don't know how much more I have. This is a really tough month for me in general, because it really is the time where we're given the most education about ovarian and gynecological cancers and the most information about them, and the most awareness, obviously. But, you know, I really went out of my way to not learn a lot when I was first diagnosed, because I didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know what this would lead to. I didn't want to know. And then when I found out, I felt like I had been walking around with blinders. Like I probably should have been paying more attention. And it's tough for me to admit that as a person who does everything that she can to educate herself on a topic, any topic. You know, when I find something I'm interested in or intrigued in, it's like, all right, let's go full force. But I didn't want to know. I knew enough about the fatality rate, and I knew enough about the problems that would face, that I would be facing, that my family would be facing, but I had no clue. The depth of it, I just didn't. So what do you do when you have a loved one that gets diagnosed with a gynecological cancer? Or any cancer? You listen. That's really the first thing you do, is you listen. You do everything you can to be part of their process as much as they will allow. And you do everything you can to just be there for them. You won't always be able to get to the heart of what they need, because they might not let you into that. And not everybody's going to take it the same way. Not everybody is going to take cancer the same way. Totally fine. Just being there and showing that you're there for them is just the biggest part of it. So, pardon me, you know, I've always told you these podcasts, they make me sleepy. And I don't know if it's because I get relaxed when I do them or what, but I want you guys to know that no matter who in your life ends up in this situation, and for the love of everything, I hope you never have to encounter it. But if you do, educate yourself so you can educate others. Just know that there are different stages to it, and this is definitely a grieving process, because you're mourning yourself that you were, and you have to embrace who you're becoming and what you have coming up in your life. It's definitely a process. And I just ask that you're there for them during that process. That's all they need. So, guys, this has been Tracy with the hashtag Fish Life podcast. You know, next month is going to be a lot happier. Much promised for that. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, and I know that listenership is dropping again, and that's totally cool, because let's face it, these are fairly depressing. But I'm going to try and do more, as I did with Adrian back in June. Excuse me, where we have guests, because I think the back and forth makes it more interesting. Anyway, have a fantastic day. Make sure you put a smile on somebody's face. And a smile on your own. You never know when you really need it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.